The first Aliyah of Parshas Vayakel, which is about the Mishkan, begins by telling us about Shabbos. And the Litzker Rav from the Oznayim Torah points out that these are two related themes, that these are both ideas that address the Tzibor, but refer to different aspects of Kedusha. One Kedusha of place, the Mishkan, and one Kedusha of time, the idea of Shabbos. Within Shabbos, the Torah singles out a specific malacha here in the language in Pasuk Gimel, Lo Sivaru Eish B'chol Mosh Lo Seichem V'yom HaShabbos. And the question is, why indeed does the Torah identify out of all the malachos this one malacha of Havara? And there are a number of different possibilities. The Rishonim have a few answers, and the Gemara has a few answers. The Ramban, for one, understands that this is to show the difference between Yontif and Shabbos. When it comes to Yontif, we have a permission to do certain malachos when they are for the sake of Ochel Nefesh, in order to allow for our Simchas Yontif. So perhaps the Torah is showing us that Shabbos does not have this permissibility, and stresses that even Havara, which can be permitted for the purposes of Ochel Nefesh on Yontif, is an example of that which is not permitted on Shabbos for any purpose. The Gemara, however, gives other possibilities as to why it is that Havara was singled out. One possibility that is not accepted is that Havara is singled out in order to give it a lower status, that it should be considered a simple lav, rather than a prohibition on the level of the other malachos. It's not clear why that should be. One would imagine that Havara is more clearly a malacha than perhaps some of the other malachos. And in fact, the other possibility is that Havara is perhaps representational of all of the malachos, and is there l'chalik yotzas, is there to show that the malachos are actually distinguished from each other, that even though we don't have 39 separate psukim identifying all of the malachos, nonetheless we should look at the malachos as 39 separate and distinct entities. It's not clear, however, what exactly that means in terms of practical applications. One suggestion some of the Rishonim have is connected to a debate itself among the Rishonim as to the question of how Hasra should be applied, the warning that needs to be given to one who is about to be Mechal Shabbos in order to be subject to an Onish. There is a question whether or not the Hasra must be given with the Av Malach identified, and one possibility is that indeed, even though the Torah doesn't identify the Avos Malachos as separate Isurim, perhaps the singling out of this one Av Malacha is a way of showing that each Malacha has its own separate identity, and therefore should, for the purposes of Hasra, be identified with an individual name. There is an additional level of interpretation that has been associated with this pasuk. The Shlah suggests that Eish here represents emotional fire. We find that Shabbos has a different relationship to fire in other senses of the word. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Samach Hei Amud Beis tells us that the fire of Gehenim doesn't rise on Shabbos, and perhaps when it comes to emotional fire also, we should have a different relationship. And the Shlah understands that there is a particular prohibition of machlokas when it comes to Shabbos, and that's what we should understand from this pasuk. The Chida in his Sefer Morah Be'etzba and Simen Kufnin Beis also writes independently that the prohibition of machlokas, which applies during the week, applies twice as much on Shabbos, and that one has an extra prohibition not to get angry with the members of his household who are perhaps more present on Shabbos, and this will create a even more inhospitable environment for the Shechina if one is going to be hostile and angry on Shabbos itself. So the idea that even though there is always a prohibition of machlokas, that there is an intensified prohibition of machlokas that applies on Shabbos is an interesting one that could perhaps be explained from a number of perspectives. One is simply that people are more present and perhaps tensions are higher because of the need to prepare and to possibly get in each other's way, and therefore there needs to be extra warning. We find the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that the institution of Neiros Shabbos is connected to Shalom Bayis, and the question could be raised that if indeed we need Neiros Shabbos to preserve Shalom, Rashi writes that we're worried that if it's dark, people may trip over each other and tend to come in conflict with each other. So as other Rishonim note, that that would seem to be a concern on all the days of the week as well. So why should that be an institution specifically for Friday night only? So it could be that the needs of Shabbos are particularly heightened, and therefore, even though, yes, there is the risk of machlokas during during the week. But when it comes to Shabbos, we have a particular priority for Shabbos, and therefore Chazal went out of their way and made a takana of Neir Shabbos in order to preserve the peaceful atmosphere on Shabbos all the more so. And especially in light of this point of the Chidah, that in order to welcome the Shekhinah, we need to have a peaceful environment. And perhaps the idea of a distinction between the prohibition as applies during the week and that applies on Shabbos is we know that Chazal draw a distinction between Amachlokas L'Shem Shemayim and Amachlokas Shelo L'Shem Shemayim, as indicated in the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. And perhaps we understand that sometimes Amachlokas is necessary in order to achieve some important purpose, and we have different personalities and different perspectives, and that's necessary because our varying angles are sometimes needed to be brought to bear in order to bring about an important result. But on Shabbos, it is even more crucial that we are unified in our perspective and that we don't bring about conflict. And therefore, even those necessary differences have to be brought into harmony on Shabbos. While the clashes that are sometimes required for creativity are necessary during the week when creativity is taking place, Shabbos, which is a day in which we are not creating, is a day in which we can emphasize the fundamental shalom that can exist between people. Following this instruction about Shabbos, the Torah then tells us about the request for donations to the Mishkan, and it reiterates once again that Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael are present as Moshe speaks to them. The Lutzke Rav has an insight here that the Torah feels it necessary to reemphasize this, because sometimes Rav is speaking and he's going to make an appeal for Staka, and the people recognize that the appeal is coming, and therefore they find a way to exit the room before the appeal actually takes place. And here the Torah is calling attention to the quality and the praise of the Jewish people, that even though they may have anticipated that indeed that's the case, that the appeal is on the way, nonetheless they didn't leave, and by the time the appeal was made, it was still the case, they were still present, that Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael were still there to hear this request for Truma, for the Mishkan, that would bring them together, just as Shabbos does, to unite them in Kedusha.